AM 560, The Answer. From the local youth hockey rink to the ultimate stage of professional ice hockey arenas, you are on the air with In the Crease and your host, Kenny McCutcheon, professional ice hockey skating and skills coach, bringing you into the arena and into the world of ice hockey. Brought to you by Coco 5, hydration and performance powered by all-natural coconut water and Garden Fresh Market, the world's best produce delivered fresh to their stores 7 days a week. And now, In the Crease. With your host, Kenny McCutcheon.
You are on the air and in the crease with your host, Kenny McCutcheon, and also the skills coach for the Columbus Blue Jackets. This part of In the Crease is sponsored in part by Rosemont. It's all here. Tickets are on sale now for Marvel Universe, live September 18th through the 20th at the Allstate Arena. For more things to do, visit rosemont.com. My guest for tonight's show was a Chicago Blackhawks defenseman, and today is a well-respected businessman in the state of Colorado. I want to welcome a dear friend, Dave Feimster. Feimer, good to hear from you, buddy.
Hey, Kenny, it's a pleasure to be here today. Thanks for the opportunity.
No, I'll tell you what, you were booking a few guests there for me in the past, and now I finally got yourself on.
Well, I'm excited to be here. Jerry Sawcheck had a blast talking with you. In fact, he wants to do it again, and Gary Unger really enjoyed it and hoping to get back with you again down the road, too.
I expected an invoice from you.
No talent fees here, bro.
Well, talking about Jerry Sawcheck, I mean, we both knew that he was a little apprehensive as far as doing that show, and the show turned out wonderful, and you're right, he wants a show too, and so does Gary Unger.
Oh, they're both great guys, and Sawcheck, I listened to both interviews, and I thought they both did a great show. Very interesting lives they both have lived.
Yeah, Feimer, let's go back to your Detroit days. When you were a kid, going home from school, your father had the backyard. Isn't that where dreams are built?
Oh, you know what? You read Gretzky's book, From the Backyard to the NHL, and I think it's no different than every kid like you and I that grew up playing hockey. My father would flood the backyard at the beginning of November. Every day after school, we'd throw the sticks in there and have a best-of-seven Stanley Cup series, and hot chocolate would come out between periods. Maybe some chili. We'd have 15, 20 kids in the neighborhood all around us. And then one kid, always a high-tech kid, comes in, and he had lights so he could play after 5 o'clock, so we could play till midnight now. And my mom said, no, are you kidding me? They got to go home.
That's
where the life started for hockey for all of us.
Oh, yeah, and those are the best days with no referees, no parents, and the teams that are naturally picked by the kids. Those are great times.
Oh, getting checked into the snowbank. We had two garages on each side of our house, so one was cinder block. Your skates would be sparking if you got checked into the cinder block.
and then
we had a pear tree right in the middle of our yard. So
I had an oak tree. I used to make moves. I had an oak tree in the center of the yard, and I used to make moves on it as if I was Gilbert Parole. But once I caught a toe pick, I'd go head first right into the oak tree. That's the truth.
That's what you call a tough stand-up defenseman right
That's
there.
A tough, tough move to make on a tree that doesn't move. But Feimer, you had a Detroit Red Wing team that you were able to watch on TV, go visit in person with the likes of the Ted Lindsays of the world, the Gordie Howes, the Terry Sawchucks. I mean, watching that or seeing it in person, it doesn't get any better.
It was bigger than life. I mean, those guys... I remember waiting outside for an autograph in 1968, and they were playing Chicago. I waited for Bobby Hull's autograph for about 2.5 hours, and I bet there was 500 kids, and he signed every one of those autographs. And whatever game I went to, I'd always wait for an autograph to see possibly Norm Ullman or Bobby Bond when he played, or, of course, Gordie Howe. He was the ultimate that we all loved. But it was a thrill to walk in Olympia Stadium. Those doors were like a museum to me. It was bigger than life.
Feimer, I was only in the Olympia a couple of times, and it was really different from Chicago Stadium, but in the same class as the stadium.
Oh, absolutely, Kenny. The history, all the great players that stepped foot on that ice. I just couldn't believe that I could step foot on the same ice as the greatest players that ever put their skates on, and that was a privilege every time. I walked in the building, but to be on that ice and skate on it was almost more than I can handle.
and Feimer, you know what's amazing about that is when we were kids, the instruction wasn't the same with the resources like today, with all the coaching that kids get today. You actually learn the game by either watching it on TV or seeing it in person.
Absolutely. And, you know, all eyes were on Gordie Howe He just made the team look so easy and effortless, and it wasn't that easy for me or any of my buddies either, but what a thrill it was to get there and watch a game and try to emulate what they did, whether it was a move they made or shooting the puck from the wrong side like Gordy would do once in a while. He'd switch hands. We'd all try that because he did it.
Yeah.
And Norm Ullman always was he was a sniper. We always try to emulate Norm Ullman.
Yeah.
Those great players, man. It was fun to watch.
The best is when you were switching hands like that, it would never work because only Gordy could do that.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. We had no power whatsoever. In fact, you couldn't throw a pass hardly from the offhand because there was no power behind it.
But you had to try it.
Oh, I had to try it because Gordy did it. Hey, everybody wanted to be number nine. Everybody wanted to tape their stick the way he taped it. Everybody wanted a Northland stick with the red paint on the bottom of the stick.
Yep.
Because that's what Gordy used, you know?
Yep. Famer, tell me about playing for Little Caesars in your younger days and how that kind of propelled your career.
Well, you know, Mike Gillich, he's in the Hall of Fame now as a builder. He had started youth hockey programs in the early 60s because his wife, actually, he was a baseball guy. Mr. Illich was. He got in the farm system with the Detroit Tigers. Didn't make it up, blew a knee out, and so he went into business. But Mrs. Illich is actually the hockey fan in that family. She is a huge hockey fan, so she talked Mike into sponsoring teams in the youth in the Detroit area. And I was fortunate to try out for one of those teams in my second year Pee Wee. And I made that team. And, it changed my life because he would do things that the average sponsor would not do. He would take us on trips to Toronto, which most teams, you know, they wouldn't afford that.
Mm-hmm.
They'd stay in the Detroit area. But he would take us to Toronto, over to Windsor, and play against Canadian teams to try to get us to be stronger teams. And that just opened up the opportunities and see where we stood against better competition.
And that put you on the map, obviously, to get seen from CC, Colorado College, where you played your 4 years at.
Yeah, absolutely, because my last year in Michigan, Kenny, was 75-76 season, and we won the city, state, and nationals in Detroit with the Little Caesars team. And Mr. Illich named me captain. He was one of our coaches. He made me the captain of the team, and we went on to win the whole thing. And after that game, Kenny, check this out. We're in the locker room. We're celebrating this national championship for 16-year-old kids. He says, well, you won the city of Detroit. You won the state of Michigan. You won the national championship. We're going to Sweden for the world tournament next.
Wow.
And we all looked at each other going, what? Are you kidding me? So he flew us all over to Sweden, and we played in the world tournament, and we won that one, too.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So you guys were on a roll.
Well, you know what? He spared no expense. He's just like he is today as an owner of the Red Wings. He wanted to go first class, and anything that was going to make us a better hockey team, he was willing to put us out there to do it.
So when he's in the builder category in the National Hockey League Hall of Fame, there's a reason. I mean, it started with kids.
Yeah, and they say, Kenny, over 100,000 kids he's invested in hockey alone. He also does baseball sponsorships, too. But I was fortunate to be one of those kids of 100,000 that came through the ranks that he poured into, and he poured into me in a huge way.
And you could tell by the sound of your voice that you still have the passion for talking about Little Caesars, and you love the way you were brought up throughout that organization.
Oh, it was so much fun, and the travel, it opened up the world to me, seeing different places outside of Detroit. And then, of course, now I'm in the pizza business with Little Caesars, so I'm kind of stamped with Little Caesars on my forehead.
Yeah, I'm sure you got an odd tattoo here and there of it that we don't know about. But you go on to Colorado College, and you're an All-American your senior year. Talk briefly about your 4 years at CC.
Well, Kenny, as you know, I'm not a big guy. I'm 5'10", 170 pounds, soaking wet.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to CC not knowing if I could play Division I hockey. I really didn't. The first guy I met on campus when I got there was a guy named Dean McGee. He was from Banff, Alberta, and he was 6'2", 215. He was a left winger. And I thought, my goodness, I don't know if I can play here. Am I capable to stand up to guys like this size, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And but the coach, he was one of these coaches that if you made a mistake, he'd put you right back out there. And I made a lot of mistakes my first year, but he just kept putting me out there, throwing me out in the power play, killing penalties. He just had faith in me, and he kept giving me confidence by not taking me off and yelling at me, benching me, or whatever he could have done. He kept putting me out there, and he just gained so much confidence from that, and I started to believe that, you know what, maybe I can play here, and maybe I can even play a higher level than I thought I could.
And you were offensive-minded there.
I was. You know, I played with a guy named Dave Delich, who is the leading scorer of CC history of the team. And he and I had a real chemistry going, much like LC Cord, Denny Savard, or
sure.
Arms and Denny Savard. On the power play, we tic-tac-toe one time, and I throw it over to him. He put it in the top corners. He could really snipe, and I'd set him up, and he'd put him away. So I got a lot of points and felt confident on the power play there, yeah.
Now you skated well, Femur, and you could see that upside with the offensive side that you had.
Well, you know, Kenny, the thing that really gave me the shot of confidence was my second year of college. I met a power skater, much like Kenny McCudden.
Oh, that's wonderful, Femur. I love to hear that. I'm enjoying this so far, and it's great to have you on. But you are listening to In the Crease here on AM 560. The Answer, stay tuned.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Maria Arnold with your look at traffic. On the inbound Dan Ryan, the exit to the outbound Stevenson is blocked with a crash. IDOT crews are on the scene now. And in the downtown area, there's trouble on Lakeshore Drive. It's heavy in both directions between the Stevenson and Roosevelt due to the One Direction concert tonight. The inbound Stevenson also heavy from about State Street to Lakeshore Drive. It's 27 minutes to the drive from the Tri-State. Inbound Eisenhower slow from Racine to the Circle, about 18 minutes into downtown from Mannheim. The inbound Eisenhower is closed at the Circle with construction till 5 a.m. Outbound side of the Eisenhower also closed to the Circle. Traffic is diverted to the outbound Kennedy or the outbound Dan Ryan. Chicago weather currently 68 degrees and mostly cloudy. Overnight the low 59 and clear. Tomorrow the high 74 and breezy. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
Sean Hannity believes Hillary is in hot water.
Her campaign is now in peril. Her life outside of jail could be in jeopardy when all is said and done here. This is not a minor political controversy that's just going to go away in a few days. This is a bombshell. And I'll tell you right now, too, that I promise you this is only the tip of a very large iceberg.
The Sean Hannity Show. Afternoons at 2, right before Joe Walsh at 5, on AM 560. The Answer.
You hear it every day. This sports drink makes you run faster, and this drink makes you jump higher. Enough already. Introducing Coco 5. Coco 5, all-natural coconut water in 6 thirst-quenching flavors. No additives, preservatives, or sugary fructose corn syrup gunk. Coco 5. Hydrate like the pros.
Available at your local grocer.
You've been hearing about Garden Fresh Market and their huge variety of fresh produce, but you'll be pleased to know that you can find all of your favorite brand name products too. Don't worry about getting the most for your money anymore. The value at Garden Fresh Market has changed the way Chicagoland grocery shops. At deli, choice meats, fresh fish, there's something for the whole family to enjoy with prices that will assure that you keep coming back. Garden Fresh Market. Fresh is their middle name. Visit GardenFreshMarket.com to find a location near you.
For a list of complete offer details, visit HowWeTradeRadio.com. An individual's trading strategy or personal trading does not guarantee future results or returns.
Hi, John and Pete Najarian here. You may know us from television, where we're frequently featured on CNBC as leading option experts. We have some great news you do not want to miss.
As option floor traders and co-founders of Option Monster, people always want to know our secrets for trading options.
So we wrote an entire book on it. We've received over 100,000 orders over the past few months, and today we're giving away a limited number of these books for free. Just cover shipping and handling.
Learn how to use options like we do to make more income with less capital,
to reduce your investment risks,
and make money regardless of which way the market's moving.
It's all right here in this book, and today it's yours for free.
Equity options today are hailed as one of the most successful financial products to be introduced in modern times. You have to learn to profit from them.
This one book could dramatically increase your investment returns.
And today, it's free.
Call now, 1-800-600-8551. That's 1-800-600-8551. 1-800-600-8551.
AM 560, The Answer.
We have returned to In the Crease with your host, Kenny McCudden. This portion of our program is brought to you by Coco 5, all-natural coconut water developed by a team of professional NHL sports medicine experts. Coco 5 is your healthy hydration drink alternative. My guest skating through the crease tonight is Detroit native Dave Feimster. Dave, you and I have been able to be around each other the last few years with kids programs. It's been an absolute riot.
Absolutely. And Kenny, coming out to Boulder the last 2 years has been a thrill, not only for me personally to see you, but for my son Sam and how much you've poured into him to give him confidence to skate the level that he's playing at. So just getting together with you and then the expertise that you have, it's really helped my son Sam and gave him a shot in the arm. So I appreciate that so much.
And I love what you bring to it. I mean, especially off the ice, how you corral these kids and you kind of analyze every kid differently, and you know who you can approach about certain things with their game or off-ice issues, and that's where I love having you part of these camps.
Well, you know what? I'm a social person, and I love talking to kids that maybe are struggling a little bit or maybe are a little bit deficient in some skill levels, and to pour into those kids, because I was one of those kids. And when you get a word from a guy, I'll never forget, Kenny, one time, Danny Grant, an NHL, came into our locker room one time when he was playing for the Red Wings, and he didn't really say a whole lot, but he kind of looked at me and goes, "Hey, how you doing? You know, you're doing good?" Yeah, you know, and he just really, a few words that he said to me really encouraged me that this guy had time to, took time to talk to me, you know?
Yep.
And so these young guys are in this Bantam camp in Boulder. If a little word of encouragement or a little word of advice can kind of lift the kid up, man, it means a lot to a kid. I know it did to me.
Well, the last few years, that hike that we take, it might be maybe a 45 minutes to an hour hike to that wall where we just can't go any further. And it's kind of an arena setting, and where the coaches speak and the kids speak. It was emotional this year, and I love that part. And I think that's what we have to start bringing to the younger generation, is showing a side that we're just not desensitized and we're just not a hockey coach or a superior figure over them, that we have to put our arm around them. We're friends.
Absolutely. And Kenny, I saw that this year. I remember that young man from Saskatchewan, in Boston.
Boston Maxwell, yes.
Boston Maxwell. And the kid really was a tender-hearted kid. He worked hard on the ice, but off the ice, he loved talking about God. He loved talking about his life outside of the game. And he kind of branched out into things that most kids don't go there. And it was pretty cool when we took that hike, though, how opportunities to talk about things other than the game, how to conduct yourself off the ice, how to say no to people that are trying to coerce you into doing things that you really don't want to do, and setting a line of integrity for your life.
Well, you're talking about Danny Grant, just saying a few words to you. I think we're getting to these kids, Femur, whether it's your school or what I'm trying to do, and we can only hope others are doing the same. But I know for firsthand, we are getting to those kids.
Well, if any indication is my son Sam, he comes back a different kid. And part of that experience, Kenny, is the building part where he moves in with another family. And he was 13 last year, 14 this year, first time he'd ever billeted with another family. And it was uncomfortable at first, awkward, and then all of a sudden, he gets become part of the family, and they treat him like another son. And he's talking about things they did at the swimming pool that night when I wasn't around, but learning how to get along with other people from different places in life. And it treats them, it gets them to treat themselves to another experience that they wouldn't have outside of going to something like your camp.
Yeah, and we just had the same thing a couple of weeks ago here in Chicago, where the Boulder kids came and stayed with the Chicago family. So they were going to the old Sears building or a Cubs game or going to a AAA baseball game out in St. Charles or Geneva. Kids were doing things different every night, and it was big for those kids too.
Oh, you know, and that's kind of what I was talking about, Little Cedars, taking us to places we, you know, we've never gone on our own, and just opening your world up to see that, you know what, wherever I go, I can compete. It builds confidence, I really believe. For Sam, it built so much confidence that he tried out for a AA Bantam team last year, and he made it. And afterwards, I said, "Sam, what do you attribute you making that team?" He said, "Dad, it was Boulder. And even cutting camp, it turned my life around."
No, that's unbelievable, Femur. And let's go back to you. Prior to being drafted by the Chicago Blackhawks in 1978, you know, you and I have known each other for an awful long time, and I was doing a little background check on you, Femur, and I had no idea, which I think is absolutely awesome, that you won for the Best Defenseman's Award called the Bob Gassoff Trophy in the Central Hockey League. You never told me about it.
You know what? I never had the pleasure of meeting Bob Gassoff, but speaking with Gary Unger, getting to know Gary Unger pretty well, he would just really go on and on about Gasov and the kind of player he was. He brought his heart to the game. He was tough as nails. Blocked shots with his forehead. I mean, this guy,
yep. He
gave it all. And that year in Dallas, I had a coach named Danny Belisle, who had coached in Washington the previous year and couldn't find a job, so he took the Dallas job to coach. And the guy took a liking to me. You know, some coaches don't like you.
Sure.
This guy happened to like me, you know.
Yep.
And he just kept putting me out there. And a real funny story, the first time I'm playing, my first game, we're playing in Fort Worth, first 3 or 4 minutes of the game, I'm out there. And the other team gets a penalty, delayed penalty. So they put the guy in the box. Well, they already made changes, and Danny Blyle missed the change, but he wanted to switch me out because I was a rookie. He wanted to put a veteran defenseman out there. And the ref said, no, you already made changes. You can't make any more changes. So Chris Olison, who played in Vancouver for a long time, he wins the draw clean, and the other team's in. I shoot it. It goes in the top corner. And I go to the bench, and Danny Blyle looks at me and goes, now that's good, coach. And so from that point forward, it's like you start throwing me out in the power play,
yeah.
penalty killing, and end up at the end of the year. I had no idea there was even a Bob Gasoff award. And when I won it, I was thrilled because I loved the way he played the game.
And for our audience, Femur, maybe a younger audience that doesn't know who Bob Gasoff was, he was equivalent to like a Scott Stevens type of player. He can hit, he can fight, he had an offensive side to him, a real strong defensive side, obviously, but he was killed in a motorcycle accident during his prime.
Yeah, he was. In fact, he had just left Gary Unger's farm, and Gary had a bunch of motorcycles on his farm, and I think they had been drinking a little bit, and he got on a motorcycle and was killed, and it really shook Gary Unger really to the core because he felt sense of that he had something to do with it.
Yeah, and Bob Gasoff, I mean, he was basically the heart and the soul of the Blues because he was taking over from the Plager brothers.
Absolutely. He was the heart of that team. When they lost him, it really set them back 4 or 5 years, I think, because of his leadership in the locker room, intensity on the ice. And everybody played a little taller when he was on the ice.
No, that's the truth. And he was a bull of a man. Played a lot like Tim Horton, too. I mean, really, I watched him as a kid. He was a heck of a player. So anyways, Dave, you get drafted by the Blackhawks. It must have been pretty interesting to go from the Central League, short little time to the American League, straight to the Blackhawks. You've got Tommy Ivan in the organization, Tony Esposito as a goaltender, the likes of Keith Magnuson still there, Makita coming around, I mean, steeped with history.
Oh, my goodness. I'll never forget walking into my first training camp in 78. I've been drafted in June. Now it's about September. And I walked in there in a big locker room. We had the rookie locker room to the side where the pool table was. That's where
yeah.
I was getting dressed.
Yep.
And I remember going in looking for a roll of tape. And Stan Mikita came out of the shower, stark naked, you know?
Yeah.
And he's standing there, and I look at him, and I know who it is, you know? And he's soaking wet. He goes, hey, gangsters, hey, my name's Stan Mikita. Nice to meet you. And I just went, oh, my God, that's Stan Mikita.
Yeah.
You know, that's the legend right there.
Yep.
And, you know, it never stopped. Meeting Tommy Ivan was a thrill. You know, spent a lot of years in Detroit, and I knew he'd won all the Stanley Cups with Gordie Howe. And to see him in person, and he was very kind to me. In fact, Kenny, he said to me one time, if you ever need anything, Dave, please feel free to call me. And I thought, that's Tommy Ivan telling me that. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
And it was unbelievable how kind everybody in that organization was to me.
Yeah, I know you had an awful lot of respect for Tommy Ivan for the fact of his history with Detroit.
Oh, he was. In fact, one night I asked him, I said, now, Mr. Ivan, you brought Gordie up. You brought Bobby Hull up. Who's your favorite? And he looked at me and said, Dave, as long as I work for the Blackhawks, I can't say that. I can't answer that question. I said, okay. Thank you, Mr. Ivan.
Well, I had a similar question to him. I told Jerry Sawchuk that. I said, Mr. Ivan, I used to go up to his office there, Femur, when I was a kid and sit with him. And I said, Mr. Ivan, the greatest goaltender you've ever seen. He says, hands down, Terry Sawchuk.
Wow.
That's what he told me, Terry Sawchuk.
I bet that meant a lot to Jerry Sawchuk to hear that.
Yeah, and here he saw Glenn Hull. Here he saw Esposito. And he's saying Terry Sawchuk.
He had a few great ones in there, didn't he?
Oh, I would say so. And it's funny that he built his team around those kind of goaltenders.
He did. And, you know, Ken, I got to say, in 1975, when I was playing midget in Detroit, a guy took me to meet Murray Armstrong, who was the great coach, legendary coach at Emory University, to see if there was an opportunity to speak with him and then maybe look at pursuing going to Denver University, which
Femur,
I would have loved that.
Femur, can you hold that thought?
Sure.
We will be back with Dave Feimster talking more hockey after this break.
This election season, there's only one place in Chicago where you can weigh in with your opinion on all the candidates, from the debates to the primaries.
If it weren't for me, you wouldn't even be talking about illegal immigration.
From the conventions to Election Day.
What is he for? I have no idea whether he's conservative.
We need to control our border.
It's important to be qualified.
We're your election headquarters in Chicago.
I'm a conservative, pro-life governor in a state where it's really tough to be both.
We're AM 560, The Answer.
Fox News Radio, I'm Brett Larson. The Asian markets continue to tumble in Monday morning trading.
It opened down almost 4% this morning with water infrastructure and construction and all forest and banking shares drastically down this morning.
CCTV reporter Tracy Chang in Beijing. The Shanghai Composite Index has fallen 8%. Japan's Nikkei down almost 3%. Senior trooper Stephen Vincent was shot after he tried to talk a man out of a truck stuck in a ditch Sunday. He is now in critical condition with severe neurological damage.
I heard his words from my troopers. He was lying on that ground, unconscious. I don't think I'll forget that for a while.
That's Colonel Michael Edmondson, superintendent of the Louisiana State Police. The suspect is in custody. Airborne liquid drops are helping firefighters gain ground in California's San Bernardino Mountains. A fire broke out there Sunday that has grown to 100 acres. Fox News, we report, you decide.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Maria Arnold with your look at traffic on the CTA Orange Line. Trains are standing at Ashland due to a sick customer. On the inbound Dan Ryan, the exit to the outbound Stevenson is blocked with an accident. Traffic is building up on the inbound Ryan in the locals from about 31st up to the Stevenson. It's about a 22-minute trip up to downtown from 95th. And we still have delays on Lakeshore Drive in both directions between Roosevelt and the Stevenson for the One Direction concert at Soldier Field. And the inbound Stevenson also tight from about Michigan up to Lakeshore Drive. It's 27 minutes up to Lakeshore Drive from the Tri-State. Inbound on the Eisenhower, it's closed at the Circle with overnight construction till 5 a.m. Chicago weather currently 68 degrees and mostly cloudy. Overnight, the low 59 and clear. Tomorrow, the high 74 and breezy. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
You hear it every day. This sports drink makes you run faster, and this drink makes you jump higher. Enough already. Introducing Coco 5. Coco 5, all-natural coconut water in 6 thirst-quenching flavors. No additives, preservatives, or sugary fructose corn syrup gunk. Coco 5. Hydrate like the pros.
Available at your local grocer.
Most grocery stores lack that special something. So often you're disappointed for many reasons. High prices, no selection. Since when has going to the grocery store become displeasing? At Garden Fresh Market, you'll be pleasantly surprised all over again with your grocery shopping experience. From hand-picked produce and on-site butchers to premium seafood and popular brand named fare. At Garden Fresh Market, you'll get the best selection of every product you need. Garden Fresh Market. Fresh is their middle name. Find a store near you at GardenFreshMarket.com.
You hear it every day. This sports drink makes you run faster, and this drink makes you jump higher. Enough already. Introducing Coco 5. Coco 5, all-natural coconut water in 6 thirst-quenching flavors. No additives, preservatives, or sugary fructose corn syrup gunk. Coco 5. Hydrate like the pros.
Available at your local grocer.
You've been hearing about Garden Fresh Market and their huge variety of fresh produce, but you'll be pleased to know that you can find all of your favorite brand name products too. Don't worry about getting the most for your money anymore. The value at Garden Fresh Market has changed the way Chicagoland grocery shops. A deli, choice meats, fresh fish, there's something for the whole family to enjoy with prices that will assure that you keep coming back. Garden Fresh Market. Fresh is their middle name. Visit GardenFreshMarket.com to find a location near you.
Every month, Heather Cook helps dozens of people file claims for life insurance bought through SelectQuote. The stories she tells are inspiring. Like this one about Joe, a 39-year-old research analyst. Joe was healthy, but with a wife and 2 sons, he realized he needed life insurance just in case. Joe called SelectQuote. His agent, Scott, shopped a number of highly rated term life companies, and though Joe's budget was tight, got him a $1 million policy he could afford. Last April, Joe died from heart failure. But thanks to his life insurance through SelectQuote, his family can keep the house and the boys can go to college. See how affordable SelectQuote can make just in case for you.
For a free quote, call 1-800-979-5539. 1-800-979-5539. 1-800-979-5539. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
AM 560, The Answer.
We are back with your Sunday night hockey radio show called In the Crease. I am Kenny McCudden with my guest, Dave Feimster. Dave, the last segment you were talking about Murray Armstrong, and I had to cut you off right before the break. Tell me about Murray Armstrong.
Well, I met him at Yost Arena in Ann Arbor. DU was playing Michigan, and I came up from Detroit with this guy who was like a local scout to bird dog for Murray Armstrong for players. And I said, wow. He asked me if I'd go up and want to meet Murray Armstrong. I said, are you kidding me? I would love to meet Murray Armstrong. So I went up there, and we were talking, and he said, now, do you have a player that you kind of look up to that you like to play like? And I said, you know what? I'm glad you asked that, sir, because Keith Magnuson is my hero. I would love to play like him. And he said, well, you got a good role model there, young man. He said, he's the hardest working player I've ever coached. And I said, wow. You know, so someday I thought, I could maybe be like a Keith Magnuson.
Well, Feimster, and you were in so many ways. Like you said, you weren't the biggest guy. You weren't. You didn't have to carry a lot of weight. You did wear that number 3, and you also wore number 32 for the Chicago Blackhawks. Tell me what it was like wearing number 3.
It was unbelievable, Kenny, because I got called up in January of '82, and I wore that 32 in my stall there when I got to the dressing room. I didn't know what number I was going to be. And I finished the year out, and we had lost to the semifinals that year to Vancouver, 4-1. And the next year I come back, and here in my stall is number 3. I didn't ask for it. They didn't tell me. They had given me number 3.
Louis Varga must have had a good day or won the lottery.
I thought, this is my day. Are you kidding me? Number 3?
Yeah.
And I loved Keith Magnuson. I loved the way he played. I respected and admired him. I got a chance to play in training camps with him. He was coaching when I got called up. He was so kind to me. In fact, it was so funny. The first game I get called up, we're in Buffalo. He calls me in this little broom closet office off the locker room in the old auditorium in Buffalo. And he looks at me and he says, hey, we got 2 right-handers out. Can you play the right side? And I shoot left. And I said, I love playing the right. That's the answer I was hoping to hear.
No, that's wonderful. I love it. Feimster, you're wearing 32, but I'll tell you why. We're talking about Louis Varga giving you number 3. I'll tell you why 32 came off your back. And I don't even know if you know this. Tony Esposito, back in those days, did not like any number that was high near his number of 35.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he did not like it. He hated high numbers like 28 and above. And when you started creeping towards number 35 with a 32 on your back, that's where you probably got number 3. That's a true story.
Wow, so Tony probably told Louis, hey, get this number changed over here, would you?
I kid you not, because he hated high numbers.
And you know what? Tony was very kind to me, too. I coughed up a few pucks and probably caused a few goals for Tony, but he was always patient with me, never screamed and yelled, and he would talk to me after practice. He'd say, hey, come on, let's go shoot some pucks afterwards. And I'd shoot on him, and I knew he was a Hall of Famer and a legend in the game. So to be around and on the ice and talking and shooting on Tony, it was a dream come true for me as well.
Well, Feimster, that team in the early 80s, I mean, you played on a team and an organization that had players like Savard, Secord, Larmer, Wilson, Lysiak, Sutter. I mean, you keep on going on. Some great teams there.
Oh, my goodness. And Savard was above and beyond all of us. He was just dripping with skill and talent and the ability he had. All of us would be amazed day in, day out in practice or in a game of what he could do on the ice. It was a thrill and a privilege to play with any Savard. But, yeah, you're right. Tom Lysiak, veteran centerman, played for a long time. He was a great hockey player.
Yes, he
I couldn't believe I was playing on the same team with him.
And there's a lot of guys who played against you, Feimster, and played against Tommy Lysiak. And when they talk about Tommy Lysiak, they say possibly the most underrated player they ever played against.
Oh, he was big, strong, very quick reflexes, great hands. He could fight. I mean, he was the whole package, and a great guy in the locker room. What a friendly, invited me over to his house a few times for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
It could have been nicer to me. And that's how that team was. Everybody was tight. We really loved each other, respected each other. On the road, we hang out, mixed up. It didn't matter who you were with, rooming with. You would that was your buddy for that weekend or wherever you're at on the road trip.
And everybody was a little bit braver having Al Secord in the lineup.
Oh, yeah. Everybody's still a little taller when Al was out there, no question. And then Kurt Frazier brought some of that, and Ben Wilson, too.
Yeah.
But Al Secord was a guy that I really looked up to for his discipline and the way he prepared to play or practice every day.
And talking about underrated players, Steve Larmer.
Oh, well, I had the privilege of playing with him in the minors in Moncton there that half a year before I got called up.
Did you win with him?
You know what? They won the Calder Cup that year, but I had gotten called up in January, so I missed out on the cup run.
Oh, okay.
But he made things look so easy, but he could put that puck pretty much anywhere he wanted to put it.
Yeah, I mean, he looked like he had no speed, and once the puck hit his stick, it just came off like a rocket. He just golfed it in.
Oh, and you know what? He scored at every level, and he was a late pick, seventh, eighth round pick. But they thought his skating wasn't there. But you know what? He got around pretty well. He was underrated as a skater, but his finishing touch, that's what put him in the big time.
And that trio of Savard, Secord, and Larmer as a line could be the three best possibly to, as far as a combination, to ever play the game.
I think they got a rank up there, Kenny. Every night they did something. El would be battling in front of the net. Larmer would get the puck, throw to Savvy. Savvy bury it. The speed of Savvy could take the puck into the zone, take the zone, hit Larmer coming late with a one-timer. Those guys had chemistry as well as their talent level they had.
They sure did. This is In the Crease Hockey Radio. We'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Maria Arnold with your look at traffic on the CTA Orange Line. Some trains are operating with residual delays after an earlier sick customer at Ashland. Good news on the inbound Dan Ryan. The exit to the outbound Stevenson has reopened. IDOT crews cleared an accident, but traffic is still heavy inbound Dan Ryan locals from 31st up to the Stevenson. It's about 21 minutes up to downtown from 95th. Outbound side of the Ryan, tight approaching 95th. It's about 18 minutes out to 95th from downtown. On the inbound Kennedy at Ogden, IDOT crews clearing a pedestrian from the right lane. No delays there. Inbound Stevenson tied from State Street up to Lakeshore Drive. It's 27 minutes to Lakeshore Drive from the Tri-State. In both directions of Lakeshore Drive, jammed between the Stevenson and Roosevelt for the One Direction concert. Chicago weather currently 68 degrees and mostly cloudy. Overnight, the low 59 and clear. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
Most grocery stores lack that special something. So often, you're disappointed for many reasons. High prices, no selection? Since when has going to the grocery store become displeasing? At Garden Fresh Market, you'll be pleasantly surprised all over again with your grocery shopping experience. From hand-picked produce and on-site butchers to premium seafood and popular brand-named fare. At Garden Fresh Market, you'll get the best selection of every product you need. Garden Fresh Market. Fresh is their middle name. Find a store near you at GardenFreshMarket.com.
You hear it every day. This sports drink makes you run faster, and this drink makes you jump higher. Enough already. Introducing Coco 5. Coco 5, all-natural coconut water in 6 thirst-quenching flavors. No additives, preservatives, or sugary fructose corn syrup gunk. Coco 5. Hydrate like the pros.
Available at your local grocer.
This message is for home intruders. The cowards who break into people's homes to steal their hard-earned property. Criminals who shatter lives and rob people of their privacy and security. Listen very carefully. We're the home security experts at LiveWatch, and we're taking you down. Because we're letting everyone try our newest home security system for one full year in their home. To take advantage of this amazing offer, call now 1-800-500-9903. LiveWatch has been helping protect homes for years, and we've learned the secrets that intruders like you don't want people to know. Criminals, it's time for you to be afraid, because every person who calls will be protected against cowards like you. To the criminals listening, we're taking you down.
To those who want to help protect their homes, call the security experts to try the LiveWatch security system. There are no long-term contracts, and if you're not completely satisfied, you can cancel at any time. Try LiveWatch now by calling 1-800-500-9903. That's 1-800-500-9903.
AM 560, The Answer.
We are back with an overtime period of In the Crease with your host, Kenny McCudden. This part of our show is brought to you by Garden Fresh Market. Choose from thousands of items that include your favorite name brands and Fresh's hand-picked produce. Visit your local Garden Fresh Market and find out why Fresh is their middle name. They've got stores in Buffalo Grove, Mundelein, Naperville, Northbrook, and Round Lake Beach. My guest within the crease has been former Chicago Blackhawk Dave Feimster. Dave, tell me about your Christian camps back home in Colorado.
Oh, Kenny, we started in 2009, so we just finished our sixth year. We hold it the second week in June in Pueblo, Colorado. And a local guy who's a real good friend of mine, he's the director of Fellowship of Christian Athletes. He came to me in 2009. He said, Dave, why don't we do an FCA hockey camp? I said, you know what? That's a great idea. So not only are we going to teach the ins and outs of skating, do some power skating, stick handling, shooting the puck, but we do a three-piece where we have on ice, dry land training, and then we do a Bible study. And we teach this Bible study to teach kids how to conduct themselves as men of God, to treat others as with respect, to love others as God loves us, and to live a life pleasing to the Lord. And it's a unique camp because we don't get really the high skill levels. It's kind of a beginner-type camp.
Okay.
But the kids that come afterwards, it's a change moment because they get a chance to ask the Lord into their heart and become a Christian and walk to please Him with their life. And we see changes in families. Sometimes they go back and they tell their parents what they did, and the parents start asking questions, and then they start going to church, and it evolves into a family thing. But it's been a very exciting piece of my life, and it's so rewarding. For example, this is a tough one, but this past Sunday, one of the kids that had come to our camp fell off a 100-foot cliff in Colorado to his death. And we did his funeral, and the gentleman who helped me do the camp is Tim Brotherton, his name is. He spoke to his family, and he said, you know what? And he had a picture of their son, Austin, receiving a Bible and a Camper of the Week certificate that he had asked the Lord to come into his heart. And he said, I know he's with the Lord in heaven. And the family was so comforted and so encouraged by that, that it was a monumental difference than what it would have been if he died without knowing who God was.
What a horrific story, Feimster, as far as what just happened.
He was 18 years old, Kenny, just graduated from school in May, high school, going on to college. But it really spun the whole thing from the real sad, heartbreaking to an encouragement that, you know what, he's home with the Lord and he's going to be in a good place. And that's the kind of thing that we do at our FCA hockey camp. Now, coming to your camp, I love coming to that camp too because it's a higher skill level. You bring a lot of knowledge with your drills and the things that you've learned along the way of 25 years of being in this business. And I'm taking notes the whole time. I love coming to your camp and getting those drills.
Yeah. No, that's good, Feimster. And I love that you see a little bit of a difference, too, with it all. And I still think the drills that we bring at Ice Company, you can implement into any style of play or any level, too.
And I steal some of those, and I implement them in our camp. So
you're borrowing them. You're not stealing them. You're borrowing them.
Well, I feel like I've been sending a text with residuals or something.
Hey, it's you don't have to send that invoice now for getting Gary Unger and Jerry Sawchuk. But Feimster, when people meet you, they gravitate to you because you might be the classiest guy I've ever met in a game. I think I've told you this before. My number one is Keith Magnuson. You rank right up there. You put your arm around people, parents, kids, coaches. Anybody who meets you, Feimster, they love you. And I can see where there's got to be a lot of love and a lot of passion throughout your program.
Well, you know what? The families that come, they really sometimes don't know what to expect. But the feedback, just like at your camps, the feedback after the camps are over is, you know what? This is a very life-changing experience for my son. He'd never been in a place where hockey and the Bible were in the same breath, in the same camp. And to incorporate those two together, it's been a thrill of my life, Kenny. It really has, to see how God can work through this silly game of hockey and encourage young men to live a life pleasing to God.
Yeah, and beyond your camp, you're involved in, obviously, the Pueblo youth hockey organization with the boys playing there.
Yep, I was coaching for 8 years, both Sam and Joe, as they came up, and had so much fun reliving my childhood, being on the ice with my two boys. They're now 14 and 12. Sam's 14 and Joe's 12.
How's Joe playing?
Joe's playing. He's going to be a second-year Pee-wee this year. And he's a centerman, and he thinks he's a sniper.
Well, he might be with the name Joe, under Joe Sakic. He probably has that little dream of being the next Joe Sakic.
Well, that'd be a nice connection, wouldn't it?
It would be a nice, real nice connection. But he's playing well, is he?
He is. He's having some fun, and he's talking about playing college hockey. You know, we all have big dreams, and he's hoping to come to Kenny McCutcheon camp sometime in Boulder, and maybe next year he's hoping.
Well, if he's even a little glimmer of Sammy, his older brother, he's more than welcome anytime. And that's what will bring us all together for a few more years.
Oh, you know, Kenny, it's exciting because Joe's got two more years that he could possibly come to your camp. And he's got that on the calendar marked. My turn to go to Boulder, Dad. Not Sam, my turn.
Well, we're going to see him again next year. I mean, we're bringing that group of Chicago kids out, and I think we got about six already that want in, and that's even without any kind of brochure out.
Well, Kenny, this year, that last game we played, the final day, was an exciting game, went down to the wire, and it was a one-goal game, but it was an exciting day, wasn't it?
It was great. I mean, that's the way to end it, and we ended it with sportsmanship and friendship more than anything.
Oh, it was. Everybody got along. There was no bickering. It was just a magical camp, I thought.
Well, the coaching staff between the Chicago coaches, one Minnesota coach with Rob Stauber, and the Colorado coaches, I believe it's a second to none group.
Well, Kenny, you're the guy that makes it all happen. Your encouragement, your enthusiasm, the fire for the game, it's contagious. When you came in Wednesday this year, because you had a couple days in Columbus there, when you showed up, the camp went to another level. So let me tell you that much, because your enthusiasm and your energy for the game.
I love to hear that. You have been listening to In the Crease. We will be returning in a few minutes. Stay tuned.
You hear it every day. This sports drink makes you run faster, and this drink makes you jump higher. Enough already. Introducing Coco 5. Coco 5, all-natural coconut water in six thirst-quenching flavors. No additives, preservatives, or sugary fructose corn syrup gunk. Coco 5, hydrate like the pros.
Available at your local grocer.
You've been hearing about Garden Fresh Market and their huge variety of fresh produce, but you'll be pleased to know that you can find all of your favorite brand name products too. Don't worry about getting the most for your money anymore. The value at Garden Fresh Market has changed the way Chicagoland grocery shops. A deli, choice meats, fresh fish, there's something for the whole family to enjoy with prices that will assure that you keep coming back. Garden Fresh Market. Fresh is their middle name. Visit GardenFreshMarket.com to find a location near you.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had numerous credit cards, and I was struggling with paying them off.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360 to talk to a certified counselor.
I had heard about Trinity, so I made the call. They took care of all of my credit cards, and now I am completely debt-free.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees and over limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
The people at Trinity are very friendly. They will do whatever you need them to do in order for you to feel better about being in a very difficult place.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
My name is Anne, and I'm debt-free for keeps.
1-800-758-5360.
AM 560, The Answer.
Welcome back to our final period of play within the crease. This part of In the Crease is sponsored in part by Rosemont. It's all here. Tickets are on sale now for Marvel Universe, live September 18th through the 20th at the Allstate Arena. For more things to do, visit Rosemont.com. I've had a tremendous show tonight with a very dear friend, Dave Feimster, talking to us from Colorado. Dave, you were forced to retire early, and you made the transition. You broke your back. You broke, I believe it was your L5 vertebrae, and with a stress fracture, and it forced you to get into the business world and use your business degree from CC.
You know, Kenny, looking back on it, it really was a blessing in disguise. At the time, I thought this is the worst thing that could happen. But I was a young man. I was 26 years old. I was just starting off in business. It would have been much harder if I was 35 or 40 years old to get into something new. But I had played long enough to really get ingrained in making money and living a lifestyle that was maybe more than I was thinking I would live. So I got into a career earlier in the second career in the Little Caesars business. I jump-started a new opportunity at a young age, relatively young age. And I really, the same things I put into hockey, as far as discipline, attitude, and focus, I thought if I bring those into the pizza business, I can't see why I can't make it there, just as well as making it in the hockey world.
Mm-hmm.
So I just had a recipe of success that Mr. Illich had proven over the years with his franchise, Little Caesars. He started in 1959, and I was here starting in 1986. And he had a really great program as far as what kind of equipment to buy, what locations. They had a real estate person come out and help me find that first location and opened it up. And we had the biggest opening in the history of the company back in 86 at that time.
Hmm.
And it hasn't stopped. It's 29 years I've been doing it. I have 7 locations, and I have great people around me. It's not much different than hockey. You got to get great teammates. Everybody does their job, and we can have a lot of fun.
Femur, you hire people that don't have it very easy in this world, and you try to make a difference in their lives.
Well, you know what? I've got a lot of people that are single parents, trying to make a living with one parent working. The mother, sometimes, single parent, is hard. I've got people that maybe hadn't been successful in other areas of their life. They come into this business, and all of a sudden they see that, you know what? If I work hard, get my attitude to the game, bring it with a positive attitude, I can make this work. And we've got a lot of success stories, and it's been really fun to be around people that grow and develop confidence and become somebody that maybe they thought they couldn't. And that's a big part of the success of the business, is seeing that happen.
And after you left the game, I mean, we all know how stressful the game is. It's about wins and losses. You wanted a little control of your life once you left the game.
Absolutely, Kenny. You know what? I'll never forget when I left the stadium the last time. I had my jersey and my skates. And on the way out, I saw Spider, our old Zamboni driver. Remember Spider?
Oh, yes, yes.
And Spider looked at me and he said, "They come and they go, and you're just one of them." And I looked at him and I thought, man, he's brutally honest, you know?
And that is honest.
Hey, Spider, you know what? I played for a while, but you know what? Something else is out there, man. I shook his hand and out I went. And that was a tough transition for me. It really was. But after about a year, I got settled in with the opportunity that Mr. Illich opened up to me very generously. I did not have enough money to get into the business. Mr. Illich was kind enough to finance me for that first store. I was privileged to pay him back over the course of 2 years, and I was off and running. But he gave me my start, and I'll never forget that kindness.
Femur, I think you and I are trying to live a life in amongst friends and kids that come to our programs. We're trying to teach values and life lessons, and I learn them all the time from you.
Well, that goes both ways. I learn from you as well, so that's a kind word, though, Kenny. Thank you.
No, it's the truth. And Femur, it was great having you on this program tonight. And where can fans find you quickly? Where can they find you in the future?
You know, my email is dfeenster@msn.com. And please feel free, anybody, give me a contact. I'd love to talk to former players, people that I knew when I was living there. Any feedback would be exciting to hear from them.
Femur, thank you very much. My thank you goes out to my producer, Debbie Schreiner. Thank you for passing me that puck tonight. I am your host, Kenny McCutton. In the Crease Hockey, we'll be back next Sunday night at 11 p.m. Keep your head up, and good night.
Most grocery stores lack that special.